Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are right, we going to try him again?
Now that we let Aaron.
Yeah.
Jordan Craig.
Yes. Should we just be like, talk to us like we've never seen it before?
Hey, is this Jordan?
Sure is.
Jordan, it is Jeff, Rebecca, and Lucky from Miles in the Morning here on K-Love Radio here in Dallas. Man, how are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Very good. So, of course, we wanted to talk to you real quick about Phantom of the Opera, of course, playing at Bass Hall right now. And one of the reasons we wanted to talk to you as well is because I'm going to be doing a walk-on role coming up tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm. I've heard about this.
Yeah. So
you can't upstage me.
Well, no, trust me. The only thing I'm concerned about is ruining the show.
No way.
All right. So I have to tell you, yesterday on our show, we were talking a lot about, you know, this walk-on role with Phantom of the Opera. Mm-hmm. Jordan, I have to be completely honest with you.
Yeah.
I've never seen it before.
Well, I don't want to spoil it for you.
You want to be surprised?
I mean, I get the gist of it and I get the idea, but I've actually never seen it before.
Well, you know, it's one of those great love stories of our time, you know.
That's, yes.
It's one of the reasons it's so enduring, and it's that love triangle, you know. That's the classic love triangle.
See,
that's what it is.
And so, I love me a good love triangle. Those are the
absolutely.
Most fun. Absolutely. You know, because here's the deal. Somebody wins and loses. It's kind of like the Bachelor or Bachelorette, right?
That's right. That's exactly right. Who are you going to give the rose to? You don't know.
Exactly. So let's talk real quick, Jordan, about the role that you play, which is Raul in the play.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Do you win?
Oh, you know, I do. I get the girl. I don't want to spoil, you know, but it's 30 years. You know, I'm sorry. You haven't seen it. You know, you've had your chance.
Right.
Unless you're, you know, like. But, you know, it's my character, he's kind of the wealthy nobleman. He's the sponsor of the opera house, the Christie Daae, the main character. They were best friends as children. And he comes to the opera one night after securing the patronage of it and sees that his childhood best friend is the star of the show, which he did not know about. And so it sort of rekindles their relationship. And of course, then there's this other guy, the Phantom. I don't know.
Yeah, that
He's
guy.
He's throwing a wrench right into their plans. So that's where the drama comes from.
So I know that you win ultimately in the end, but why do you want her back, man? She kind of toys with you the whole way through.
she does, right? You know, that's relationships for you.
Right. You know, we could ask the girl that just was on The Bachelorette
true.
The same exact
you're
question.
Right. We
she
totally
went
could.
The same thing.
I've never
totally
been in
could.
A relationship and you're like, why do I keep doing this? But I'm still going to keep doing it, obviously.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I love how we're putting a modern spin on like a classic right now.
But you know what? That's why it endures, because it's real. You know, that's what we're all going through. That's what we all go through in our lives.
Jordan, I want to talk real quick about the fact you're from Texas. You're from the Houston area. Is that right?
That's right.
Born and raised.
I have a lot of family out in this part of Texas, too, from Allen and some other areas, Plano and that kind of thing. So.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, welcome back home, first and foremost. And so I want to get a little bit of history about how you ended up with, Phantom of the Opera and, you know, kind of like when did you know that you wanted to be an actor? I mean, it must have started as a very small child.
Yeah, you know, I started at Houston Grand Opera.
Okay.
And that's sort of where I got my musical foundation in the children's chorus there when I was younger. And I, you know, I just kept going. I wasn't good at math or anything else, so I was like, I might as well keep singing. So I eventually made my way to New York City, and that's where I was cast in this production. And I've been traveling in it for the last 3 years.
Oh, wow. My gosh! So have you been playing the same role for the last 3 years?
I've been in it longer than that, because my first contract, I was in the ensemble, and I was promoted after one of the gentlemen who was playing the role before me, he left the show, and I had to go back to New York and audition, and then I took over the role. I got cast in the role. So, for the last 3 years, I've been playing Raoul, but there were 6 months where I was in the ensemble before that. So.
Very cool.
Awesome. You moved up fast.
I know, right?
6 months.
You know, I said very lucky, and just very, very lucky.
So it's funny, because my daughter is very dramatic, and she wants to be like something like of an actor or a singer or something
or
like that.
YouTube
She's eight
star.
Years old, and she full on has. So Raoul, I almost called you Raoul for real. So Jordan,
I've been responding to that name for like 3 years.
Right,
so
you're like, I don't know who
he's
I
like,
am.
He's like, yeah,
right
it's now. Fine.
No, but it's funny, because here's the. I think I'm probably a horrible actor, yet I'm extremely dramatic in real life. So
you should be able to channel that, Jeff.
Right? Exactly. Oh my gosh. We have a lot of people that are going to be there tomorrow night, by the way, who have won tickets from K-Love. And I keep saying that my biggest fears are that I'm going to fall off stage. Well, I did find out that I'm going to be sitting in a like a pit.
Yeah,
not a pit, but a...
No, you're in I'll tell you, you're in an opera. You're in the opera box. You're me watching one of the operas.
How
you
awesome is...
To move.
Oh, that's
you
awesome.
You can just sit there. You're anchored.
Do I have to say anything?
You know, I'm just, you know, if you want, go for it. You know, I can't imagine your mic's not going to be on.
Everybody has something like, I got permission from Raoul.
We have it on tape.
Yeah, we have it.
You can speak.
So I got to tell you, Jordan, I've been scared that I'm like going to sneeze or something in the middle. I'm going to ruin the whole thing.
No, but you know what? If you look up directly from where you'll be sitting, you'll be able to see me. So, you know, you can like, you know, send me a wave or something. We can have like a moment.
Yes, I love that.
Oh, you guys need a signal, a special signal. Yes. Between each other,
right?
Absolutely, yeah. We'll come up with it before the show, and then you know we can do it. I hope my bosses in London aren't going to hear this.
Well, we are on the radio.com app. They can hear us all over the world. So you know,
but we also don't want to get you in trouble.
Well, very good. So, Jordan, I got to tell you, I'm so excited and can't wait to see you tomorrow night. And man, keep doing what you're doing, because it sounds like you're really enjoying the role that you have right now.
Oh, thank you so much, and I'm really looking forward to seeing you and your fan of debut. It's going to be exciting.
Well, thank you so much, and we'll see you tomorrow night, man.
All right, break a leg tomorrow.
All right, same to you.
Thanks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.